The World This Week, Politics.
Gustavo Petro, a former leftist guerrilla, won Colombia's election. Mr. Petro, an ex-mayor of Bogotá, will become the country's first left-wing president in August. He won 50.4% of the vote to 47.3% for Rodolfo Hernández, a populist property tycoon. Investors are nervous. Mr. Petro has sought to reassure them by suggesting he would appoint a centrist finance minister. But he still plans to ban oil exploration, open pit mining and fracking, and give all persistently unemployed people a government job. Colombia's currency and stock market wobbled after the result was announced. Emmanuel Macron suffered a serious political reverse when his electoral grouping, Ensemble, lost its majority in France's parliamentary election. Only recently re-elected as president, Mr. Macron faces the prospect of a second term in which he will find it hard to advance his legislative agenda. Some analysts think he may have to call a fresh election. His prime minister, Elisabeth Borne, offered her resignation, but Mr. Macron has so far not accepted it. Spain's ruling party, the Socialists, also suffered an election reverse when they lost control of the assembly in Andalusia, Spain's most populous region and normally a socialist stronghold. Ukraine awaited the result of an EU summit that will confirm that it be formally recognized as a candidate for membership of the club. Membership is still years away. Moldova got the same recommendation, but Georgia was told it had more work to do. Russia threatened Lithuania with serious negative consequences for blocking rail shipments of goods subject to sanctions from Russia to the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. Lithuania says it is enforcing EU rules. The German government said it would need to burn more coal. This reversal of previous green policies was part of a package of measures to avert an energy crisis caused by a reduction in gas flows from Russia. Households' heating usage could also be capped. A bill that would enhance background checks for people under the age of 21 who try to buy a gun advanced in the United States Senate. The bill has enough Republican support to overcome a filibuster. By global standards, it is the mildest of gun control bills, but John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, was booed at his party's state convention for supporting it. The same convention rejected the election of Joe Biden in 2020 as illegitimate and vowed to abolish the Federal Reserve.